If you're going to build up anything lasting, you need to find the right support. Today on Growing Hope, we look at how relationships move us towards our purpose because of the different ways they support the journey.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are taking a few minutes to have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. And when you're invested in support and in being a support, then being helpful will happen. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your encourager extraordinaire because I know that encouragement is vital to being a support. A while back, I decided to join a yoga class. Okay, confession. I went because a friend invited me, and she wanted to go, and I wanted to be a support to her. I really didn't want to go to the yoga class. But I was going to be supportive, and so I went. Now, during the class, the leader told us to take a pose, and I tried desperately not to laugh out loud when she did, because I saw what she was doing, and I knew there was no way. I've talked about this on several of my posts, about how the yoga poses make me giggle, and yoga's really not an appropriate place to giggle, but I do anyway. So there you go. But here I was trying to be a support for my friend, and I'm now in a position where I can't even do what I'm being asked to do. And then I noticed a column just about 2 feet away from me. So I moved my mat over to the column, and I used the column to support me while I learned to do the pose. The relationships in your life are a lot like that column. The relationships provide you with the support you need to hold your balance and to move into new poses, or to walk the balance beam that points you from A to B. If you're going to do more and be more, you need to have support to make it happen. Relationships provide the support you need. They grow up your biggest fans. They produce your biggest fans. Relationships shout out your wins to the world. They see possibilities in you that you can't see. They accept you where you are, and they challenge you to be more. We need relationships to help us find and hold on to our balance. I taught ballroom dancing when I was in college, and part of the job meant doing exhibition dances for students and guests at parties and events. Well, one of the dances required my partner to spin me from one side to the other, and then back, and sometimes more times than I dared to count. I had never, in all my years of dance, I had never been able to spin like that before. But he offered me support, and he made it easier for me to just keep spinning and spinning, and I didn't have to worry about what might be there, or where I was going, or what I was going to do when I stopped spinning. He just supported me. And so I could concentrate on the act of spinning. The relationships in your life do the same thing for your journey. They offer the support you need so you can stay focused on the steps you're taking to get you where you want to go. You need the support. We all need the support because the support makes it possible to stand no matter what the conditions are around us, no matter the storms or the circumstances or the trials or troubles or bumps or bruises or whatever. The relationships give us that added support that make it possible for us to stand and to keep going and to dare and to try, because we know that support's going to be there. We don't have to think about what's going to happen when we stop spinning. We just focus on the act at hand. We focus on the spinning. And that's what moves us forward in purpose and on purpose. But without those relationships, we're floundering alone. And we get distracted by the what ifs and the worries so that we can't make the forward progress that we need. We can't even move from where we are because we're too worried about what's going to happen when we do. The relationships we're invested in, those foundational relationships, are vital to having the support that's going to let you do what you need to do or dare to do more than you would do if you were on your own. Be invested in relationships because those are what are going to allow you to find your way, to make your way, to stand, to go, to spin without having to worry about what's next. We all need those foundational relationships to give us the support. We are not designed to go it alone because we stand stronger when we have the support to be all that we can be. We have to be invested in foundational relationships. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will talk more about how the relationships in our lives provide the support for our lives. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope. Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. You are designed on purpose and for a purpose. Planted deep inside you right now is a seed that will grow up into your unique purpose when it is uncovered and nurtured. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. For more information about how we can help you begin to live your uniqueness so that you can soar into your world of possibilities. You have a purpose that is unique to you. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are learning the value of support. I am Katherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I am here to help support you as you take your steps into your purposeful living. Visit CoachForFocus.com today to learn more. You can't stand, not even for a moment, without support. Try it. Now, normally, your support comes from your unique design. The bones, the muscles, the tendons, the other elements that make up your physical structure. But if there's an injury or an issue, then you need help. You have to have outside support to be able to stand. Relationships provide you that outside support. The relationships you invest in and grow up around you are where you will find your biggest fans. These are the people who know you and invest in you already. They believe in you. They encourage you. I made a connection with Nathan Ingram through the WordCamp Birmingham. We worked together when I volunteered, and then we worked together even more when I stepped up as an organizer. The connection continued when I assisted him with his publishing his book, Dealing with Problem Clients, which you can get through Amazon, by the way. He was encouraging when I struggled with a negative review from WordCamp. He was also a little snarky fun when the organizational team got together, and that just made me feel right at home. But I never really thought about him as a fan until a lunch one day. His wife had joined us, and she was telling me how Nathan had told her that she needed to attend one of my presentations. He told her, you know, they're great, she told me, and And later, as I talked to Nathan on a different situation at a different time, he told me how he had been telling other people at word camps to talk to me about publishing their books. It caught me off guard. I mean, I knew that he was encouraging, but here he was being a fan of what I was doing. The relationship you build, the relationships you invest in, those are going to grow up your super fans. And sometimes they grow up without you knowing it. The relationships you grow up will be the ones that are first to shout your wins to the world. Knowing someone doesn't mean there's a relationship. Remember, relationships require investments. But when there is that investment, then they shout your wins. My dad is not only one of my biggest fans, he's the first to shout out my wins to the world. I found out after I'd published my first book, Place and Purpose. Nope. That was my second book. First book was Practical Proverbs. But he had gotten a box of the books, and he was carrying them around in his trunk. He traveled all over Alabama, and everywhere he went, he was sharing the book and telling the people about the book, and he read the book. He read the book more than once, and that is huge for me because I didn't even know my dad was a reader. We all need people in our lives that will be so excited about our wins that they can't wait to tell other people. The people invested in you and that are invested in your possibilities, even when you can't see it or won't see it, those are the relationships you need to be invested in. Not only do they shout your wins, they see your possibilities. I'd been attending a group for several weeks, and someone in the group brought a box of books to share with that her friend had written. And she was all excited about it. And she's like, "It's so neat to be able to say I know someone who's written a book." And I was just kind of sitting over there going, "Really?" Because I had literally known the leader most of my life. But relationships, again, are more than just someone you know. You have to be invested, intentionally invested, to grow up those foundational relationships that are going to see through where you are and see into your possibilities. I met Tom through co-working night. I met Tony through co-working night in Huntsville. I met Tom through the Bloggers Association. I met Tom Reed through Twitter. All of these are foundational relationships that are invested in me and seeing my possibilities. Tony made a point to talk to me every time I attended co-working night, and more importantly, every time she saw a post that she believed I could fulfill, you know, that there was a request, she would tag me. And sometimes it was something that I knew I was interested in, but sometimes it was something she saw in me that I didn't see in myself. Having someone that is that invested in your possibilities is uplifting. It's encouraging to have people around you or be connected to people that believe in you and are willing to see your possibilities and to share those possibilities with others. The foundational relationships you need for building your success are the ones that accept you where you are. They believe you can and will do more. They know your stumbles and your fails from the past, but they still make the choice to accept you where you are today. Living in a small town, the one I grew up in, that my mom grew up in, that her dad grew up in, you know, you get the picture. Those people have seen not only my falls and struggles or wins, but they connect me to all those that have gone before me. Most of them, anyway. I have this one teacher that has always accepted me where I was, even when I was a thorn in his side. In high school, I annoyed him, but he believed in me and he encouraged me. After school, he connected with me and my husband at church, and he supported us, never because of where we had been or what we had done in the past, but always because he believed in where we could go. Some of the people around you will hold you to where you are, and it shows. You need to have more people around you that will accept where you are right now and dare you to be more. The best relationships challenge you to be more, most of the time without even trying. You want to be better when you're around them, or you dare to take the next step because you know they're going to be there. My friend, Natalie Cohn, she challenges me all the time to be more. She shares her journey and her words of inspiration are just that little kick that I need, that little reminder that I can do more, I can be more, I can reach further. Now, there have been times when she's reached out to me directly, but it is in the knowing her and being in that relationship with her that has provided the most motivation for me. Foundational relationships infuse us with inspiration and encouragement, and they dare us to be more and to do more than we would do on our own. We need those foundational relationships if we're going to go where we're designed to go. They are going to be what allow us to stand strong and to reach up and grab hold of our big dreams. These foundational relationships, they provide the support that provides the courage and the daring to step even when we aren't completely sure of the steps that we're taking. You can do more, and you can be more, and you can reach higher when you are secure in the support that comes from foundational relationships. Not all the relationships, not all the people that you encounter are going to be those types of foundational relationships. But there are going to be some that break the barriers of time and space, like my friend Mandy, who I sat next to in high school all the time and now only get to see on social media. But always it's an inspiration and encouragement. My friend Tammy Buck, who's down, we were roommates in college, but now we only see each other on social media. And always it's a laugh and a hope and an encouragement. My cousin, Angela, who I usually only see at the family reunions, but she's always reaching out and sharing and connecting with me and shouting my wins. Those types of foundational relationships make the difference for your life because they give you the support that you need. They dare you, sometimes outright, but most of the time just in their being. They dare you to be more because they see so much more in you than you see in yourself. When you invest in these types of foundational relationships, then you grow up your big dreams. You live your possibilities. You don't just survive in this world. You thrive to the point that you fly into everything that you can imagine. Those are the relationships you need for the support to take you there. You are not designed to go it alone, so quit trying. Invest in relationships so you can have the support to stand, to go, and to fly. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, and then we'll come back and find the support to fly into our big dreams.
Are you caught in the hamster wheel of life, going at full speed but only spinning the wheel until you stumble and the wheel is spinning you? Do you want to get it all done, but you aren't even sure what might be involved in your all? The Whiteboard of World Domination helps you get off the wheel and define your rules so you can take control of life one bite-sized piece at a time. Are you ready to create your change and dominate your world? Visit www.whiteboardofworlddomination.com.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact...
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books. books.
The music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by attribution.
Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we are learning more about the power we get from foundational relationships. I am Catherine Lang, your focus coach and encourager extraordinaire. I am here to invest in you and support you as you find the focus you need to reach your big dreams. Learn more by visiting coachforfocus.com today. Focus makes it possible to reach those big dreams. Focus becomes easier when we have foundational relationships supporting the journey. We do better and we are stronger when we are invested in relationships, and specifically invested in those relationships that are invested in us. Relationships provide the support we need so that we can be confident and comfortable taking new steps, moving down our path, and being bold in purpose. When you are on your own, it's easy to get caught up in the worry and the stumbles. When you have the support of your relationships, then you know they are there no matter what, and you are confident in the support they're going to supply. Relationships are important because relationships provide the support we need. Relationships show you that they are your biggest fans. Relationships shout out your wins. Foundational relationships choose to see your possibilities even when you can't or won't. Relationships accept you where you are, and foundational relationships, they challenge you to be more. You need to invest in foundational relationships so you can have the support to pursue your big dreams. I was ready to quit. We all have those days, and we all have those times when we are ready to quit. This was one of mine. No matter what I did, no matter how much I invested, I wasn't seeing happen what I wanted to see happen. So I decided it was time just to give it all up and go in a different direction. I started walking through the steps of finding my purpose because obviously somewhere along the way I'd gotten that drastically wrong. When out of the blue, I got a notification on social media that I had been tagged by Tom Reed. I've mentioned him before. He's a friend of mine from Twitter. And he was telling someone about my little bit system. He was shouting out that particular win of mine to the Twitterverse. Unprompted, unrequested. And it was the very support I needed in that very moment to get past the ready to quit that had tried to push me down. The foundational relationships you grow up will give you the right support at the right time to help you get beyond those ready to quit moments. So be invested in relationships. Thank you so much for joining me today for Growing Hope. You are my support. You dare me to push through and to keep going. You encourage me when you share Growing Hope with others. How can I encourage you? Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group and share your thoughts or your struggles. Or you can reach out to me directly through email at contact@growinghoperadio.com. We all need that little boost of hope and encouragement to take that next step and to keep going even when things aren't looking the way we expected them to. You can get a daily bit of inspiration by visiting snarkyrainbows.com and signing up to get the quote of the day and other inspirational ideas sent directly to your email. A little bit of encouragement here and a little bit of inspiration there will fuel the fire and ignite your big dreams. Find your ways to be invested in growing up your foundational relationships so you can have the support you need to stand strong and to boldly pursue your purpose. I am Catherine Lang, and I'm here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says, or even what the world shows. The world is trying to fool you. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. So my prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. When you are invested in relationship, when you are growing up and lifting up the people around you, you will find that those foundational relationships grow you up, dare you to be bold, and dare you, strengthen you, guide you, support you to pursue your unique design. Be invested in others and let others be invested in you. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.